Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Talk and Toast with your girl, Chanel. I'm so still excited to do this healthy series because it's giving us a breakdown of different areas of our life that we definitely need to be healthy in so that we can be 100% whole. And that's not saying that things won't happen in our life or there won't be something that goes wrong or that we won't have any dilemmas to face or any problems to solve or any mountains to climb or hurdles to jump over. But it is saying that we will have the tools in our tool bag to be able to conquer each situation, problem, hurdle that comes our way. This part is part 3 of the healthy series, and it is talking about spirituality. Now, I don't want anybody to misunderstand. I am not talking about religion. I am talking about your spiritual connection, whether it's with the universe or whomever it is that your higher being is. Spirituality was really important to me personally, because I wanted to be more connected to myself, to my higher being, to the God that I do believe in or that I worship. I wanted to be more connected with the universe as well. I wanted to understand more about my intuition. I have mentioned before in a previous podcast all of the several things that matter to me in being connected spirituality-wise. So, again, tonight we're going to be talking about spiritual connection, how to have a great spiritual life, how to be healthy spiritually. And again, this isn't knocking anyone's religion. This isn't saying that how anyone worships is incorrect. This isn't saying that how I do it is better than the next person. And this isn't saying that what I do or what she does or he does, we all have to do, or again, wrong, right, indifferent. It doesn't matter. This is literally about building yourself up, being healthy spiritually, because at the end of the day, no matter what religion you are a part of, no matter how you worship, no matter who it is that you worship, there is one common goal: to get to heaven, to be spiritually sound, to be spiritually grounded, to be in spiritual connection with your higher being and whomever it is that you worship. So I want you to sit back, relax, grab your juice, soda, water, or wine, find a comfortable spot, and let's get into the episode. Again, thank you so much for joining me tonight on another episode of Talk and Toast. Just a quick recap, we are talking about spirituality in the Healthy series, and this is part 3. We touched base on the mental and emotional part of being healthy to kick off this healthy series. Then we tapped into being physically healthy in regards to the food that we eat and making sure that we are doing the things that is going to consistently have us on a healthful journey so that we can live long and healthful lives. Now, in part 3, again, it's spirituality because this also ties into being mentally, emotionally, and physically healthy. And we don't think about how being spiritually grounded ties into it, but think about it like this. When you're happy, sad, frustrated and you're simply like, why? Why? Who are you talking to when you're asking that question? There is some source of like higher being or God that you worship that you're asking that question to. Now, before I started this, I did preface this entire episode with stating that I am not knocking anyone's religion. I'm not knocking how anyone worships. I'm just saying how to get spiritually healthy. We find ourselves in a place sometimes where we're cursing whomever it is that we worship when things are going wrong, but when things are right, we're saying thank you. However, the key for me is saying thank you even in the midst of the storm, because just like a real storm, I know that it may start, but it's not gonna last forever. I do believe that when something strikes and it takes you down through there, and whatever that down through there is, whether it's a loss of a job or going through a tumultuous relationship or marriage, and y'all know all too well, I know about that. Your teenagers are acting out of pocket. Something's going wrong in your life, right? You need answers. You need clarity. You need a break. You need to be, to find yourself mentally. You find yourself all over the place, right? In tumultuous situations. I found that it was better for me to meditate and pray when I'm in the midst of going through something, and thanking God for not taking his hand off of me in the midst of what it is that I'm going through. And I'm even going through some things now, and I recall in everything that I shared with you all, mentally and emotionally and physically, that I gotta stay healthy in this process so that I can see it through to the end. I can't grow weary in doing the right thing. One thing for sure and two things for certain, anybody listening that has read the Bible or the Holy Quran or whatever it is that you read as a part of your religion or your spiritual connection with God, is that God never promised life would be easy, right? He just instructed us to trust in him. He instructed us to have faith of a mustard seed and believe in him. He instructed us that with believing in him, that life would be a lot less tumultuous, but he never said that it would be easy. In terms of, so to speak, there are scriptures that say, hey, believing in me, you will have a long, prosperous life. But even people who are rich with abundance and prosperity, they go through things too. That's not saying that your teenagers won't act out of pocket. That's not saying that a storm won't come and tear down the roof. That's not saying somebody won't vandalize your car, but it is saying that it will be easier for you to get through because there's faith of a mustard seed. There's trust that your higher source and your spiritual connection will make it easier for you to get through those situations. Whenever we're going through something, again, we curse God because we don't understand it. But being spiritually grounded and healthy allows you, again, to get through those situations a lot easier. So as in the first two parts, I've made and compiled a list of different things, not only from my personal experience, but also information that you too can Google and find yourself. I just always like bringing it here, compiling it together, and expanding on the information. You may not agree with everything that I say, and that's 100% fine. The thing is to find the common and what it is that will work for you to get you to a great space spiritually, so that as everything is coming together and unfolding for you, that you will begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So we're going to start with 8 ways to boost your spiritual health. 1, of course, is connecting with your faith community, finding people within your church or your synagogue or wherever, even if it's maybe some spiritual groups that you find that you connect with, so that you can have that fellowship, that you can bounce ideas off of people. Now, here's the thing that I do want to make clear. At the end of the day, people are people no matter what. So being spiritually healthy allows you to discern when people are being authentic and genuine and when they're not. A lot of times we only see the bad in people. Oh, she phony. Oh, she fake. Oh, she this. Oh, she that. But we have a hard time finding the good in people. And part of that is because we're not spiritually grounded. Sometimes we're mentally all over the place and we're unsure of who to trust and who not to trust. But again, that's where your discernment comes in. 2, volunteering or helping others. I find that to be very cathartic for me. This is part of the reason that I started the podcast, not just in spilling all of my personal information, but using my life and my story as a way to help others, finding information that can be really good for others to listen and apply to their lives. Now, I realize that I haven't given all the ways to apply different things to your life, but I also try to share from my experiences things that I've done to apply them to my life, and hopefully they can help with you. Volunteering again and helping others is 2 on the 8 ways to boost your spiritual health. I find that helping people in different areas outside of this podcast, again, is so cathartic. I've mentioned before, I help the homeless. I create these bags for them, especially during the wintertime when it's really cold. It has hat and gloves and hand and foot warmers. I try to get the blankets from Walmart. They're not the thickest blankets, but I try to get something that's within my budget, but also just to show them that someone out here cares and that I'm taking from what I have to share and give to you. And that in itself is a topic to talk about, but for another day. 3 is practicing yoga. Now, yoga is one of those things that goes back into the physical health of stretching and just being able to relax the mind and release the tension that you have from the body. And just being able to move the muscles so they don't get tightened and things of that nature. Now, I'm pretty sure, that anybody that's listening that's closer to their 40s or 40 and over realize that you're not just hopping out the bed like you did when you was in your teens or in your 20s. Because I know I'm not. I'm sitting on the side of the bed for a few minutes to stretch. Even if it's just my arms, my back, stretch my arms to open up my chest and relax and maneuver my shoulders around. Because, baby, I realize them muscles are tight. They are. So practicing yoga is a really good way, again, to loosen up those muscles, get your day started, begin the day with mental clarity. And in the process, when I'm stretching, necessarily yoga, but I'm doing some stretching in the morning. I do my mantras for the day. I do. It just helps waking up in gratefulness. I'm circling the W's even when I start with just my day with making up the bed. And when I come home, it's not a bunch of junk on my bed. My bed is not disheveled and my room is not in a complete disarray. I do whatever I need to do in the evening so that when I wake up in the morning, I only need to make up my bed. And guess what? Get my day started. Get my stretch on. Get my mantras, my meditation, my prayer, whatever my schedule calls for that day. And I make sure I schedule it so that I can really get my day started on a good foot. All right. Now, I mentioned number four already, excuse me, which is meditate. I don't know what is going on with my voice today. I do know that this weather is going up and down. But number four is to meditate. Yes. And just as I was talking about number three, as I spoke about in being emotionally and mentally healthy, again, and physical, is that meditation. Nobody wants to walk around holding, okay, I'm not going to say nobody, because there are some people that love or just comfortable with living in their own misery, even though they're saying that they want to get out of the situation. It's more comfortable to hold on to the misery than it is to take a journey of healing, because that healing journey, baby, is painful. And it can be worse the longer you hold on to it. So it's also good to be spiritually healthy again so you can get through these things. Number five is keeping a journal. I know when I was married, P, unfortunately, had gotten incarcerated for a stint of time. Wasn't years, but nonetheless, it was a stint of time. And I was really just completely in a weird space, mentally, emotionally, physically. I just was in a weird space. And so I started keeping a journal and I started finding scripture that tied into what I was feeling. I resonated with what I was feeling. I journaled every morning without fail, and it got me through the day. It didn't take away the problem, but it made it easier for me to combat that problem that I was facing day in and day out so that I wouldn't fall into depression. In the end, I held on to the journal for quite some time because I wanted to see how far I had come. Not to look back, relive, hash through, but just to see how far I had come from that moment to the next. And I had come a long way. I really have. And I look at my journey now and I see how far I have come. And I've actually started journaling again every morning. Even I journal at night. So I have a journal where on the front side, I recognize what I'm feeling after prayer. I recognize where I want my day to go. And I recognize the things that I need to do in the day with my top six tasks. I journal at night and I recap how I feel, what I accomplished, how my day went. And I have a scripture that's tied to the morning and the night. The next thing that I found on the list that I had already talked about as well, number six, is spending time in nature. I've talked about this several times, of spending time in nature and connecting with the universe and letting your feet and your hands and your body connect with the sun, the wind, the grass, the sand, the trees, wherever it is that you are in the United States. Allow your body to connect with outside. Now, I'm not telling y'all as the summer come up, go stand outside in the beating sun and let your skin cook. And I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. Make sure you put your sunscreen on if you're going to go outside and do that, because we need to stay what? Physically healthy. And our skin is a part of our physical. But go outside. Feel the sun against your skin. Enjoy the summer. Enjoy the breeze of the spring. Enjoy putting your feet to the grass. Enjoy touching the sand if you live near a beach. Enjoy being a tree hugger. The vibes is so positive. What you feel is such a different connection. I've done it. Okay. That's why I know. I've done it. I just needed to have that connection and that feeling So I knew what it felt like. Oh, so peaceful, so serene. Beautiful. Yes. Okay. Let's move on to number 7. It is focusing on your hobbies. We talked about this too in the mental and emotional. It's finding different hobbies that you really resonate with, things that you like to do, tapping into your inner creative, right? Writing is creative. Painting is creative. All of us, I believe, are an artist in one way or another. We all may not share the same artistry, but we definitely are artists in one way or another. And it may not just have been tapped into. I think it takes skill and artistry to build a garden. Baby, that's not my lane. I can't tap into that. I can tap into it. But is it something that I really would resonate with? I don't know. I've tried it once or twice. When I was younger, I wasn't on the same journey that I am right now. So I'll try it again. But tapping into your hobbies are really, really important. It's a way to release and let go of stuff that you simply just don't need to hold on to. All right. Coming in at number 8, and it connects with the very first one, is speaking with your pastor or someone you trust. And remember, number 1 was connecting with your faith community. Now, for me, going to church, I need to trust my pastor. I need to trust the deacons. I need to trust the deaconess. And that's just the titles that we have for our people in church. You know who they are to you inside of your church or the place that you worship. I got to trust those people. I got to trust that they're leading me in a proper way and down a path in things that I may not understand when I read the Bible. I may not understand it. And so I need to trust that they are giving me the correct verbiage and explaining it to me. I go to them to ascertain clarity and understanding alongside my prayer for discernment. All right. So I'm going to move on just a little bit and give you what I found the definition of spiritually healthy to be. And this is not just about my own personal experience, but also, again, information I found from doing my research. So your spiritual health includes a purposeful life, transcendence, and capacities of human beings. Spiritual health creates a balance between physical, psychological, and social aspects of a human life. I'm going to repeat that. Spiritual health includes a purposeful life, transcendence, and capacities of human beings. Spiritual health creates a balance between physical, psychological, and social aspects of human life. Spiritual brings home altogether the first 3 topics, including this one, that I have touched base on. This healthy series was important. I prayed on this one. I'm just be honest. I prayed on it because I didn't know for a moment. I got writer's block. I got coming to y'all to talk to y'all about a topic. And again, I didn't want to just keep spilling my own stuff about my personal life and sounding like it's just another situation, this sad sob story. I did the talk. And even though I'm still talking per se, I am now doing the toasting to a healthy life, moving in a forward place, moving forward in my journey. It creates the balance, y'all. Again, I'm not taking away religion or what anybody believes to disrespect it or anything, but at the core, we all have a common goal. We want to be whole. We want to get to heaven. We want to get to that place where we can stand before our Creator and feel that we have done everything the way that we were supposed to do based on our faith walk, based on what we believe, and based on what we feel like God has been leading us to do in our lives. So the biggest thing that I want us to all take away from this portion is just understanding that when we have grounding, when our core is in alignment, and speaking of that, a few episodes ago, okay, maybe a little more than a few, I talked about the chakras and being in alignment from the root all the way to the crown, and just having that proper alignment of your body. And how you get there is that spiritual grounding, that meditation to release the stress, and the biggest thing is letting go of all of that stuff that just doesn't serve you anything. We block ourselves from having a spiritual grounding by holding on to things that we can't control. And as humans, we want to try to control as much as possible. I'm finding that I am such in a better place when I stop trying to control every aspect of my life and just allow God to lead me. Again, your journey is not easy. It comes with ups and downs and bumps and bruises. But the more that you have a spiritual grounding and a spiritual placement within yourself, you always have something to hold on to that's positive, that resonates with you to help you get through it. One of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs 3, verses 5-6. It is, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. For me, that says so much, because I'm always, and I won't say always, that's not the wrong word. A lot of times, I look to myself to try to figure things out. I try to look to myself to figure out the solution to an issue or to a problem. And yes, I'm supposed to do my part by getting out, doing the work, doing whatever it is that I need to do. The biggest thing is that I am to allow God to order my steps so that I can find the right path. Because as a human being, I can't see what's in front of me. I can't see or foretell the future. But believing in my higher being, believing in and having that spiritual connection with him, he is going to only lead me down the right path. He's only going to get me to where I am supposed to go. If I try to do it my way, baby, I'm going to be all over the place in dirt, in the mud, somewhere. I'm going to connect with the wrong people. Just something has the possibility of going wrong. I know at one time, one of my biggest prayers was to like be connected to the right people, abundance for, or prosperity for more money, because I was struggling and in debt and all types of things. And I changed my prayer. Instead of asking for the right people, I asked for discernment, so that when people come into my lives, I have that already, that clear understanding, and I have that intuition of whether they're going to be good for me or not. When I get money, to use it wisely and use it appropriately and designate it to the proper places versus going shopping and buying makeup and getting hair done and lashes and nails and toes and all of the things that I don't need, that's not going to have a positive ROI. Like, I may look cute and feel good for the day, but what's going to happen when I need to use my credit card but the bill not paid, or my lights are turned off because I'm being irresponsible with the money that I just asked God for, but I failed the test because I didn't use it correctly? I just want to always be in the right perspective and be in the right placement for my spiritual grounding and my spiritual place. I don't ever want to be out of alignment, which I know I've been out of alignment quite a few times. It's so easy to get out of alignment. And it's sometimes so hard to get back in alignment just because so many things take place in a day, take place in your life. People come, people go, situations happen, all kinds of craziness in your life happens, and just it can go to the left and you can just feel so defeated. Spiritual grounding helps you to feel less defeated, and it helps you get through every situation again as it comes your way. There were a few other things that I wanted to share with you all in regards to your spirituality and your overall wellness of the spirit. And some of the key components that I found for spiritual wellness, and some of these I've already mentioned before, it's really a recap. Volunteering, being positive and optimistic. So instead of the saying, do you see the glass half empty or half full? Looking at it from a half full perspective. It's okay. I'm missing a few key components, but I'm almost there, right? Instead of being like, man, I'm already depleted and I don't have nothing, like, staying positive, finding the positivity in every situation versus, again, looking at it in such a negative light. You'll never get to a positive space only seeing the negative. And it goes back into the first episode, your mentality. You know, how do you handle situations, your thinking, your level? Are you always looking at the negative on it, or is there a way to find the positive in something? And there is a way. The next one is contributing to society, volunteering, feeding the homeless, helping kids, going to the hospital visit and talking to cancer patients, being a part of something that's so much greater than yourself. When I was in school for fashion merchandising and design, there was a program every semester we would contribute fabric or contribute our time to making caps for cancer patients. I did both. I would get some fabric and I would contribute my time to make the hat. It was something that made me feel good, made me feel accomplished. It also allowed for me to take time to think about how blessed I am and how grateful I should be not having to be in the hospital dealing with cancer. Thinking about how blessed my family is to not have to stand around my hospital bed because I'm dealing with a terminal illness that there may not be a cure for, or that I may not come out of the hospital, or I may not get better. When people pass away or transition, sometimes we get so angry with God because we don't understand why the person had to transition this way, or why did this person have to get cancer, or why did this person? We are looking at it from our own human mind and standpoint, but all of our lives are mortal. There is a mortality expiration on all of our lives. And I'm not saying that it makes it easy. I'm saying understanding that God gave us all a time frame to be here. We do not know the day or the hour that we are going to leave this place. So it's up to us to live the best life that we possibly can, staying positive, helping others, doing everything in love, moving in a way in which it spreads love, peace, and joy. Now, is that the easiest? No. I even myself had a whole situation last week at work where I came completely out of character because not only was the person being 100% disrespectful, but he was being rude and belligerent. And I don't tolerate being disrespected. But in retrospect, I definitely could have handled that a lot differently. In that moment, I could have removed myself from the situation. I could have took the time to pray, and I didn't. I allowed my humanity to step in versus allowing the situation to play out in a way in which, because he was upset and he was frustrated, and just let him keep venting and going through what he was going through, and I stay in a positive space. Period. I could have, and I didn't. And it's a lesson learned, yet and still, I'm human. I'm going to have plenty more lessons to come. But it's always in, again, finding the positive in the situation. The positive for me was just the lesson that I learned to stay in peace, stay positive, stay optimistic, and pray. I could have prayed for that guy versus adding fuel to the fire because I don't tolerate being disrespected. Definitely could have been handled in another way. The next one is connecting with others, as we spoke about earlier, and even in the mental episode, connecting with people that you trust, friends, family, people that have a common ground with you, whether it's within a church group or within a hobby group, or just connecting with people out in social places. If you're at the park and you see someone reading a book, if you see that they're super enthralled, okay, maybe you might not want to necessarily interrupt them. But if you do, you could spark the conversation. Is that book good? It's happened to me several times. I'm reading 3 books at one time. And each time somebody sees me with one of the books, they're asking, they're inquiring. They're trying to ascertain that information. If the book is good, is it helpful? And I may be in the middle of reading and they stop and ask, but it sparks the conversation. And each time I have either been able to give someone clarity about something and how they can move forward in a certain aspect of their business based on what I've learned, move forward in an aspect of their life based on a life experience or something that I read in the book, or just all different kinds of things. But it's really good to connect with people. Practicing self-care. Oh my goodness. We do not do that enough, especially as women. And I know men definitely don't do self-care. They think it's homosexual to go get a manicure and pedicure, which is the dumbest thing to me. Because if your fingers swell up and you need to get your nail extracted, or you have an ingrown toenail, it's just things that just doesn't make sense to me about that. But, you know, that's a whole nother topic in itself. That's a whole nother topic. But again, self-care is really important, whether it's doing your favorite thing, whether it is just relaxing, watching your favorite movie, drinking a glass of wine, reading your favorite book, listening to your favorite podcast, whatever it may be, hair done, nails done, toes done, a massage, a facial, travel. Self-care is such a wide variety of things and has so many different meanings to so many different people in the sense of what they do to do the self-care. It's really important that you do it. And last on this particular thing list is the sense of belonging. People want to feel like they fit in somewhere, that they belong somewhere. And those that live in isolation, for me personally, have kind of, and you know what? I won't even go there because I really don't know. I would really be making an assumption. I will say when I was in a space of isolation is because I really felt like I didn't fit in wherever. Some people say, Chanel, you too loud. Some people say, Chanel, you straight street because you out of Baltimore. Some people say, Chanel, you have a lot of personality. You're loud. You come in. And I realized for those that said I was loud or I had a lot of personality, it wasn't anything that was necessarily wrong with me. It was them. So what? I'm loud. I do have a lot of personality. When I come in, I'm going to shake life when I walk into a room. You're going to know I walked into the room. You don't like it? That sounds like a you and you situation, not me. I'm not going to stop shining just because someone else feels a particular type of way about me. But I definitely did go through that space of wanting to feel like I belong somewhere, like I would fit in somewhere. Now I just fit in everywhere. Whether you like me or not, I'm a fit in. I can have conversation with anybody. I can talk about several different topics because I love to read. I love to write. I love investigating things. I love ascertaining and acquiring knowledge about something that I may not otherwise learn about just in daily life. If I hear somebody use a vocabulary word that I've never heard before, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to begin to use that vocabulary word. Different things that if I go into a different space, I'm able to fit into that space just in that moment to have a conversation. And I don't have to fit in any further, and I don't have to be somebody that I'm not. I'm going to always be me. We spend a lot of time trying to be somebody else to fit into stuff. When people begin to be okay with who they are and all their quirkiness, their shyness, their loudness, their shining personality, whatever it is about yourself, when you walk in authenticity unapologetically, all of the right people will come to you and you'll have your sense of belonging. God will create that space for you, that crowd for you, your friends, your tribe. You know what I'm saying? I have my tribe and they love me just the way I am, and I love them just the way that they are. And we appreciate and honor each other for what we all bring to our tribe. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And knowing that you are rolling in the right crew, you're rolling in the right spaces, you're rolling with the right tribe, you realize that, again, you appreciate each other. You appreciate each other's perspectives. You don't judge each other. You might talk, if you're really friends, you might be like, girl, I don't like them shoes. They don't go good with that outfit. That's your personal opinion. The person might like it and be like, you know what? I like it. I love it. Bump what the world has to say. And then, you know what? You're right, girl. You know what? I'm going to shut my mouth. Do your thing. I don't have to like it, but know that I did share it with you. You also have a clear sense of purpose. The one thing that I love about my tribe is that we can bounce ideas off of each other. We can share with each other our thoughts in regards to our businesses, kids, life, all different kinds of things. And sometimes you may feel like you're headed in the wrong direction, but when you talk with other people who are either where you are trying to get to, or you're talking to, your tribe for the most part is always going to be honest with you, or at least I hope they're going to be. And if your tribe is comprised of a group of other mature men or women, you're always, for the most part, going to get the truth. I don't feel like I have received a beautiful lie from my friends. I don't feel like I have, and they're not my friends, they're my sisters. And there is a big difference. They're not my friends. They are my sisters. I like them and I love them. Yes, I do. The other thing is, in that group, all of you all are thinking positive, right? You're all moving in that forward trajectory and that forward goal in mind. I was looking at an Instagram post a few days ago, and all of the bridesmaids were successful women. They all were in alignment with each other, the type of, they cultivated this group of, again, successful women. We had OBGYNs, plastic surgeons. Some were starting their residencies into being a doctor. One is a corporate lawyer. One was a contract lawyer. We had several different business owners. They were all successful women. And when I looked at that, I said, these women are not catching feelings. They're catching flights. These women are blossoming and budding and going in the right direction. And that's not saying that they don't have problems and issues and things in their lives. I didn't take that away from that social media post. What I took from that is that they had cultivated a friend group, a sisterhood, a bond of successful women that were all growing in the right direction. And to me, it was, you attract your tribe. So the bride is a plastic surgeon. She attracted her tribe. And some of these may have been friends from college. Some of them, I know for sure, based on the post, they were friends from high school. So it was that tribe that they were all going, again, in a forward direction. They weren't holding each other back. And it seemed to me from the post that they were uplifting and empowering each other. And they're also saying so grounded. Being spiritually healthy is a beautiful thing. And it's nothing wrong with wanting to connect with the higher source. I get it. It can be super hard and daunting when you feel like you're talking to thin air. And there's no response as if you were talking to a real person. My father always shared with me that prayer is a one-way street until you open and the Bible book and read the word. It's a one-way street. And I'm gonna be honest, I've gotten away from it, or I had gotten away from it for a little while because I allowed life to control my schedule versus me controlling my schedule, getting up at the 5 a.m., going to bed pretty much at the same time as much as I possibly could, scheduling people within the parameters. Hey, today is booked, it's busy, I can't, I gotta work, I gotta do this, I have to do that, I have to work on a multitude of things, get prepared for my episode post, get my website together. There was a multitude of things that I had to do, and I was stressing myself out trying to do too many things at one time. And you can't. You simply can't. I had to refocus and reground myself back at square one so that I could look at all of the other squares around me, see what I needed to remove, pray about it, ask for God for discernment for each area of my life, and either remove some stuff and add some things in, remove some people, not let new people in until I feel comfortable and that my journey is good. There are, before I close out this episode with you all tonight, a few things that I think is important to avoid when you are on your spiritual healing journey and just becoming more spiritually healthy and grounded, is to stop thinking that you have to have it all together, because you don't. Life is not perfect. It's not going to be perfect. And you don't. Even the rich don't have it all together. They make it look like they do, but trust me, they don't. They got life issues too. You just don't know about them. Wasting time with self-pity, wallowing in self-pity, is not going to change what the dynamic of the situation is. You can feel what you feel. Not telling you not to do that. You can look at your situation and even be frustrated, but do not stay in that place. It is important to pick yourself up and have people around you that's going to uplift you and empower you to keep going, to give you the words of encouragement. Girl, you got this. You know that you got this. Quit sleeping on yourself. Let's get this done. What do you need from me? Now, I'm not saying the day the person or the day you're going through that, you should just put your feelings off to the side and try to figure it out. Because sometimes you need to really hone in on what you're feeling so you can deal with it, handle it, and then move on. There are going to be times that you're frustrated. Just again, don't stay there. Don't get stuck in the midst of hell and just give up. Don't wallow in self-pity. It's not going to do anything for you, and it's not going to get you anywhere. The next thing that really comes to my mind is a few things. One is blaming others for your problem. All of us have a choice, and that includes me too. And I've mentioned it before. I had a choice to stay in this relationship with P or not. I chose to stay. I cannot blame him for showing me who he was, but I can take accountability for staying in something that I knew I didn't want or that didn't feel good to me. Stop blaming others for your problems. If you know that you have a situation in your life that, let's just say financially, you are in debt, why keep getting yourself in deeper debt? Why? Don't take out a loan to pay off other stuff unless for sure that loan is going to pay off everything and you're just going to have one payment to pay back that loan. But you need to know your budget in order to do that. And next week, we're going to talk about finances. Don't sit there and look at your husband and be like, oh, he hurting me. Technically, you're hurting yourself because you're staying in a situation where you know that your husband is not going to stop doing what he's doing. He's already showed you who he was. Believe him. And I had to learn that with P. He showed me who he was. It was my job to believe him and to protect myself. Men ain't complicated. We make it sometimes as women more complicated than necessary. They don't speak with their words. They talk with their actions. They show us what's up. We just want so bad and so desperately for that guy to be the guy. And it ain't it. And I know that ain't all into blaming other people for their problems. That's just a small window of so many. I mean, blaming people for your problems, excuse me. That's just a small window or a small situation of all the things. I mean, I mentioned debt. You gonna keep opening up credit cards and going shopping knowing full well that you already got four other credit cards that you need to pay off. Boo, you can't blame nobody else for that issue but yourself. All right, I'm gonna move on with some of the other things that I was thinking about. Don't feel entitled because you aren't entitled to anything. Nobody has to give you nothing. Nobody owes you anything. I mean, unless you lent them some money, then yeah, they owe you the money. But I'm saying you're not, like, don't walk around with that level of entitlement. You got to earn what you want. You got to go out there and get it. You got to hustle for it, work for it, grind for it, learn about it, do whatever is necessary for you to get it, and have a faith walk with God. And again, I'm not putting my own personal religion out there because, again, it's not about religion. This is more about your spiritual connection, right? It's more about making sure that you ground it and you have a source to be grounded with. I believe in the Holy Trinity. So whomever it is that you believe in, make sure that you get that grounded and you have that source. Don't expect immediate results either because nothing happens overnight, baby. You might feel like, yes, bet, I moved from this to this and look at it, it's shaking life. But okay, I'ma use me as an example. I lost one job and the next day had another job. But here's the thing, what doesn't happen overnight is an instant paycheck. Yes, still stuff is gonna come in. Yeah, things are gonna get behind until you find your footing and get your grounding and get in there and start getting your paychecks. Nothing happens overnight, baby. Anything that did happen, it's like, okay, we'll use weight, for example. People, they don't necessarily pay attention to the things that they're eating. I know. Hi, my name is Chanel. I didn't. And sometimes we end up gaining more weight than we realize we've gained. And it's like, but baby, you didn't gain that weight overnight. Even if you say, man, I gained all this weight in 3 months, that wasn't overnight. That was 3 months. And we could be literal about it and be like, oh, yeah, I went to sleep 125 pounds. I woke up 220. That's it. Like, literally, it didn't happen overnight. There was days of you eating improperly. There were days of you drinking all of the wrong things. There were days of you lacking in exercise. There were days of you lacking in motivation. that would help you to, you know, not gain all of this weight, or days where you should have gotten up to exercise or keep moving or just any number of things. What was something else that I was thinking of? Like I mentioned before, wasting energy on things that you cannot control. What you can't control, you got to let go, baby. You got to let it go. There's no point in holding on to stuff that you simply can't control. Once it's out of your control, that's it. That's all. That's it. That's all. Period. Move on. You can't control every aspect of your life. And trust me, I tried. Epic fail. Just, you can't control everything. There are some things that you got to let God handle. There are some things, people, situations that you just got to let God handle. Don't be afraid of being alone. Don't be afraid with being with yourself. Don't fear. It is a beautiful thing. And let me tell you something. When you want a spiritual journey, a journey of healing, being alone is going to happen a lot. I'm in a journey right now. Baby, when I tell you my phone is dry, dry. I think I have about the same 3-4 people that call me every other day. I may go a whole week without talking to 3 of them. Slick, my phone is dry, dry. But I thank God for that dry, dry, because I don't have any outside distractions. I don't have any outside influences. I don't have anything. It's just Chanel, communing with Chanel and getting connected with God so that I can get to where it is that I've been praying, fighting to get to. I spent 10 years walking in a rat race, trying to get somewhere, but also holding on to somebody because I so desperately wanted that person to be there. And now that I've let that person go, I'm starting not all over again, but I'm starting over so that I can get to the place that I need to be. And I'm telling you, I realized holding on to that person, it was a distraction. I don't want any distractions. I don't want any outside influences. And that's not saying that I can't go out and have fun and kick it every now and again. But the ultimate goal is to heal, be happy, be healthy, be whole, and be so laser focused on what it is that I need to do to get me, and laser focused on God so that I can get to the place that God wants me to be and serving the purpose that I am supposed to serve. There's so many more things that I could share with y'all because the spiritual journey is so absolutely beautiful. And I've had an up and down spiritual journey, but every single time that I am on my spiritual journey and I'm going through a new healing phase from something or some decision or some craziness that has happened in my life, it's always been so beautiful. It has. And a lot of what I'm sharing with y'all isn't just stuff that I did in research. A lot of it is from personal growth and personal healing. And yet again, here I am, healing again on a new journey. I hope what I shared with you all tonight is definitely going to help you. And I may do a part 2 to this because I think this is one of those things that needs to be expounded upon and some more light. My dad is a pastor, so I will definitely get some enlightenment from him and bring some more information back to y'all. If y'all not following me on social media, please make sure that you do so. Go over to IG. And follow me on my business page at Provoke, P-R-O-V-O-K-E, Change, C-H-A-N-G-E, or on my personal page at Style, S-T-Y-L-E, 2, Swank, S-W-A-N-K, LLC. Thank you so much again for joining me. Until next time, stay blessed.